Okay, now that you've got a solid example, the rest of this will make nice, easy sense to you. Now, the strategy has elements, steps, and some key points in eliciting the strategies. So the key elements in the strategies are the external and internal representations. These representations can be in any of the five senses or the sixth sense, remember the AD. So each of these six senses, or primarily the five, could be external or internal. External, as in smelling something in the outside world, or internal, remembering or constructing the smell in the internal world. Okay, or visually seeing something outside, or internally seeing a picture in our own mind. So the strategy elements are these external and internal representations. Representations, remembering, or constructing. The other aspects of each element that we're interested in is its submodalities, because each of these internal, external representations have their own submodalities. And it's the intensity of some of the submodalities which influence how effective the strategy is. In a motivation strategy, for example, a bright, colorful, visual picture of the desired result tends to get a positive kinesthetic response and energy. It's much more motivating than a small, gray, still picture. So the submodalities of the internal and external representations is critical. Now imagine if someone has a motivation strategy, they have a goal in mind, and they decide they're going to create a goal, or I'm going to be successful at that, and they automatically go inside their mind and create a black and white small picture of them in the distance succeeding. Small picture in the distance of them succeeding. Well, it's obviously not going to be that successful of a strategy with our work of other people. Perhaps it is, but very, very unlikely. So here we want to notice that the submodalities, a person has created a picture of them succeeding, it's in black and white in the distance. We might want to consider adjusting the submodalities of the strategy there. Okay, so the steps in eliciting strategies. Well, first, the test, TOTE. Remember TOTE? T-O-T-E. First step is the first test. How do they know when to start running the strategy? So if it's a procrastination strategy, how do you know when to start procrastinating? What starts it off? Is it seeing something, hearing something, feeling something, smelling something, tasting something? Is it external or internal? Okay, then operate. What is the sequence? What is the representational system of each step and the submodalities of each step? Then the second test, how do we know if we have succeeded? What tells us if we have to go again or we've done good enough and we can exit, stop running the strategy? Example again, remember the cooking. The first test, I see the dish. Perhaps I make an internal representation, perhaps visually or perhaps kinesthetically, remembering how good the chili feels in my belly. So then that starts the strategy. I go to operate. What's the sequence? Grab the chili, add the chili. What is the representation of each step? The submodalities? Just a dash of chili. The second test, how do we know if we have succeeded? Well, we give it a stir. We give it a taste. We'll just give it a taste. The stirring would be part of the operating. We would give it the taste. That would be part of the operating. And then when we actually taste it, we would do the comparison. Is that taste, compared to past experiences or the first test, is that test enough? If so, we would exit and stop running the strategy there. Okay, now, we don't always get strategies like how do you know if your food is spicy. We're more likely to be elicitating a strategy along the lines of how do you know when you're good enough? Or how do you know when you're loved? Okay, so starting the procedure here, we want to get into rapport. We want to set a nice, confidential, and safe frame. Set as much framing and rapport as necessary or as much as required for us to get the information we need. Second, we want to get the person associated into a time when they were doing the strategy, like procrastinating. Okay, so due to state-dependent memory, we need to actually get them in the state so they really know. So what is it like when you do procrastination? Well, how do you do procrastination? To get them to the point where they can remember a specific time. Okay, so get the person associated into a time, a specific time when they were doing it. Okay, then we've got to get the first test and the steps in the operate stage. So you ask them, what's the very first thing that makes you do X? Procrastination. What's the very first thing that makes you do procrastination? Or what tells you to start procrastinating? Keep asking and keep asking. And sometimes we need to go back a little bit further. We might see that their eyes go into the visual area or the auditory area, and that can be an indication. And we really got to pinpoint what is the trigger or what is the first test. So for procrastination, sometimes it might be something like a overwhelm or I don't know what to do. And they might say that, oh, well, I don't know what to do. But what often happens is just before that, they might make a picture of themselves being overwhelmed. Or they might hear a voice inside saying, I'm not good enough. And we want to find that. And that is the first test. I'm not good enough. So this sets off the procrastination strategy. And then they start operating the procrastination strategy. They go get a spoon, put it in the Nutella jar, they start eating. Second test. Am I procrastinating? Yes. So they make some more lunch or something. Sometime later, they exit and they get back to the thing they have to do. Oh, and they are reminded and they go back to, and they start running the procrastination strategy, and then they're off buying shoes. They're operating this avoidance strategy, buying shoes, getting to the Nutella jar. Okay, after a while, they've done enough testing that they know they have succeeded at avoiding the task, and they've run out of time. They've got to go pick up their kids, so they never actually do the thing they set out to do. So that's the procrastination strategy, or an ineffective motivation strategy. So we take them back. What happens just before you go get the Nutella? Or what happens before you buy shoes? Okay, I was at the computer. Okay, what happens just before so that you know it's time to go to the fridge or it's time to do something else? I get a feeling. Great. They get a feeling. That could be the first thing. The trigger could be the feeling. How do you know when you get the feeling? I just feel it in my stomach. Okay, great. What happens just before that? Oh, I make a picture of myself failing. Or I remember a time I was a kid, I failed. Okay, so that would be the trigger there. And it's important we get the trigger, because the trigger is the first step of the strategy. Now, that first trigger could be when we can do the intervention. It can be the place where we install a new strategy. It could be a place where we collapse anchors. But we've now understand their strategy. They don't just go for Nutella. Before the Nutella, they're telling themselves, or before the Nutella, they're getting a feeling. Before they're getting a feeling, they're remembering this past event. So there you got the strategy. They get the event, they get the feeling, they find themselves at the fridge with the Nutella jar. You have just elicited an unsuccessful strategy. A couple of key points here. Rapport is essential. You know, the person might be sharing something vulnerable, and we really want to get them deeply connected. So with the rapport, we may actually want to have them really relax. Could use some hypnosis even, or hypnotic language. Ensure they are deeply relaxed and able to access that deeper intuition or that deeper insight. Unconscious competence. The person may be unconsciously doing the strategy. They may not have conscious awareness of what's going on. That's why it's important that you look for the eye patterns. The client needs to be associated into a specific time, not a general time, a specific time. And you could expect the answer, I don't know, because quite often that happens a lot. And you've got to be really cool and relaxed with that and be like, all right, cool. Well, what if you did? Or what if you could just take a guess? Because consciously they don't know, so they might have to take a guess or relax a bit more and go inside. Another key point is we don't really want to ask why. Asking why often leads to excess information. This actually comes from Milton Erickson. The thing is, we're not really want to concern or get focused on the why, unless you want information about their beliefs and their values and a whole lot more stuff. The more important question is, what's the meaning? We'll get to that in another time. Another key point is go for the process rather than the content. Remember, it's the process and the submodalities that are important. So also, when they get a picture or a feeling, you might want to dig a bit deeper and pull out the submodalities of that picture. Okay, if they remember a picture from their past, well, is it far away? Is it black and white? Is it color? Follow the strategy in your mind. That'll give you clues as to what information is missing. And consider how to write out the strategy. Consider feeding their strategy back to them and checking with them to make sure it's right. When you're feeding it back, again, watch for the nonverbals and the eye patterns. Backtrack. Backtrack a lot. Backtrack as many times as you can to make sure you have the strategy correctly fulfilled. Now, as you write out the strategies, there is a topic of the NLP notation strategies, and that's like a NLP shorthand. You might want to learn a bit of NLP shorthand or notation. If you're being a professional, we'll cover that in our master training. But just basically, the shorthand, we want to be using letters like V for visual, K for kinesthetics. Maybe add an I or an E after, as in visual internal. They're having an internal picture, or visual external. They're having an external picture. So we have our V-A-K-O-G-A-D, and you might want to add an E or an I, external, internal, and use a system that you can follow. Arrows, you know, first there's a V. So with that strategy right there, the first thing was they started the task, and then there was a visual internal. There was an internal picture in their mind which they remembered. So you could even write visual, I, internal, R, remembered, dash, or arrow. This led to a negative K, a negative, unresourceful, kinesthetics feeling, negative K, and that was internal, again, in their tummy. And then that led to them walking to the fridge or starting their procrastination strategy. That's the NLP notation. We'll get into that in our advanced training if required. So there you have your strategy elements, the steps to elicit, and some key points in eliciting a good strategy.